नमस्कार। हमारा देश और पूरा विश्व आज कोविड-19 की चुनौतियों का सामना कर रहा है। कोविड-19 अभी ख़त्म नहीं हुआ और कोविड-19 की तरफ लड़ाई करते करते इफ़ यू वॉन्ट टू लिसन समथिंग कूल अमेजिंग एंड एंटरटेनिंग लिसन टू आवर पॉडकास्ट। हाई आई एम राजीव।
हाई आई एम अभिषेक एंड वी ब्रिंग यू आवर पॉडकास्ट बट वाई वी नेम्ड इट लाइक दिस। लिसन टू अस because we bring you amazing stories and interesting facts around the world.
Hello everyone and welcome to the 10th episode of But Why. We have reached so far and we would like to thank everyone who regularly listens to our podcast. Today we are going to have one more guest, and before we introduce, let me introduce myself. Hi, I'm Rajiv.
Hi, this is Abhishek.
And today we are going to have Aniket with us, Aniket Rai. Now to introduce Aniket Rai, he has very interesting introduction. He's a product support engineer at a critical payment system of Barclays. He's also a reading habit coach who helps people create daily reading habits. And this is what's going to be today's topic. In this program, he has also helped 205 participants across 19 batches to create daily habits of reading. Beyond his work and the reading habits, he is a Manchester United devotee who indeed at Cloud 9, or rather I correct myself and say Cloud 7 after the recent news that we had. So the topic for today is actually the book Reading Habits and the Reading Habits Coach, what Reading Habits Coach us. So let's welcome our guest for today, Aniket Rai.
Thank you so much, Rajiv. Thank you very, very much. And thank you so much, Abhishek, for this opportunity to speak here.
Glad to have you, Aniket, with us today. Glad to have you. So Rajiv did a very... very brief introduction about what exactly who you are and what you do, but in your words, how would you describe, how would you introduce yourself, like what is the one thing you would like to tell our listeners about that? Yes, this is what Aniket Rai is right now, and this is what he is, and also about the book Readers Club in a brief. Of course, we'll be getting into it with more questions deeper. Yes.
So if I have to introduce myself in a very informal manner, it would be that I'm someone who is today the outcome of his own habits, the habits which I've been investing in for the last 3-4 years. I'm beginning to see the small compounded returns out of those habits. And what started off as something I really wanted to do in 2016, 2017, I really wanted to read. I really wanted to complete a book. From that journey to today, where I'm helping people to complete the books that are lying on their shelves, that is what I would say is an outcome of my own habits, which I'm also trying to embed into my own subscribers and readers, so that they then experience the magic of compounding. So that's who I am. I help people create a habit of reading each day and then translate the habit of reading into subsequent habits, which I call downstream habits. So I'm really glad that with three of us that we are talking here, I've also got Rajiv as someone who I don't just count as a friend here, but also someone who I've been able to help in completing books one after another. And I know it's not easy to complete the book. And this is why I'm running this in the first place. It's not easy, and that's why we are doing it.
Excellent. That's
Abhishek, someone who has read the book, only that person can say the lines like this, that I am the product of my own habits, that I have created those habits. That is too deep, Aniket, for you. No, the person I know, Aniket Rai, this is something that I can say this is too deep for you.
Again, there's a reason for that. So for those who are listening to us, Rajiv and I go well back in 2012, 2013. And those were the times where I was absolutely a person of randomness. I would do random stuff and the outcomes would be even worse because, hey, randomness only gives you the outcomes that you're invested into, randomness. So those were the times where I was in actually the phase where I was losing my habits. I would love to write poems and I had stopped doing that. I would love to read and I'd stopped reading books. So between 2013 and 2016, these 3-4 years were again the outcome of my bad habits, outcome of doing things randomly. And this is actually what happens to many of us. We are out of our college. Just like in Rang De Basanti, Aamir Khan says, college ke andar DJ ye hai, DJ wo hai, aur college ke bahar, bahar lakho DJ mein gayab hai. So that's what happened with me as well. I thought that I had the world on my feet. I had graduated from top 10 college in the country. Every college is a top 10 college in India, any which ways. And then found myself on bench. And anyone who is in IT, they know that bench is always the most dreadful place to be in. And everything after that for me unraveled. So those were the times Rajiv got to know me, where all I was doing was random stuff. And I suffered for that. I suffered for years. And I'm still paying for that suffering. But I know there's again, whatever bad things that you have been doing, the outcome is going to have a lag effect. And whatever the good things you're doing in life, again, the outcome will have a lag effect. I know maybe 2 years, 3 years from now, good things that I'm investing into, fingers crossed, will give me good returns.
Definitely, definitely.
That's right.
So, yeah, you mentioned about this habit of reading. Tell us how you got into reading, maybe as a kid, maybe, like where you started. Or what, maybe an instance in your life which got you into reading, or and since you are a good reader and what I listening to you for past few minutes, I think there can be a nice story which you can tell about how this reading habit of yours, like you got to understand, you like just a brief about around how you got into the whole reading habit.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was very fortunate that when I was a kid in class fourth, maybe fifth, my parents took me to a central library. So we were in a city called Surat in Gujarat, and there was this Narmad Central Library where they took me and they got me to enter the children's section. Over there, they first helped me pick up the book. And that was Enid Blyton, Famous Five. And I started with Famous Five and Secret Seven. And then I went on to Hardy Boys. And that's when I had that first bug of reading. And from a family background as well, my family has been someone who has been reading a lot. My grandfather used to have his own personal library. My dad was not much into reading, but when he would complete Sidney Sheldon and Arthur Haley books overnight. That was the level of bug he had. So they planted that seed when I was a kid. And that's key. I was a casual reader. And for anyone who knows, life happens when you enter class ninth. And the only books then you're reading is NCERT, CBSE, and Maharashtra State Board books. So for the 4 years, there was no such reading of books and all, which was when actually the Harry Potter bug had bit India and the kids of my age as well. College happened, and anyone who's into engineering college, you know that the only time you read course books is when the exam is the next day. Apart from that, you're doing random stuff. So I would go to the library and I would get all the books from fiction section. So no books from engineering. I would get all the books I could have, like Ken Follett, Jeffrey Archer, Sidney Sheldon. I would actually borrow my roommate's ID card to get books on his account. So I would read 2-3 books at the same time. And that was the level of time I was putting into reading stuff that didn't matter for me, since it was just to read. I was not reading textbooks, which is what reflected on my CGPA and grades. Barely managed to clear engineering in 4 years, thank God for that. And then I lost those habits. After getting on the bench, after being in the IT industry, then working my butt off to deliverables and make my manager be proud of what I'm doing and get that good rating, I lost my own habits. And somehow I found inspiration in my wife, and that we had started dating in 2016. And I would see her, how consistently she was running each day. So not every day, but she was consistent at running, and she would be so dedicated that it left me inspired that, can I not do the same for my reading itself? Can I just do the bare minimum and just read in the same manner? So I literally shadowed her whenever she was saying that she's going on a run. I would just pick out a book. And that's where it started happening, where those unfinished books, those half-read books started getting finished, started becoming completed. And everyone loves that feeling when you complete a book. That dopamine kick is unparalleled. Yeah, you might post a content on Instagram Reels and you might get 1 million views. But that dopamine that you get from 1 million views is still less than when you complete the book, at least for me. So that's how the wheels got started. 2017, I completed 2-3 books. Not more than 6, right? 3 books, that's it. But still better than zero. And then I had 2018 again, I had completed 3-4 books. 2019 was when both all three of us are in Toastmasters. So you know, in Toastmasters, there is a contest environment where you compete. I know contests sound very fashionable, but those who are inside Toastmasters, you know, right? You're competing against 3 or 4 contestants at the same time. No big deal. But as you go above the ladders from one level to another level, the intensity increases and the reward is actually bigger. So I was this, it was 25th April, if I'm not wrong, and 25th April 2019. And it was a division contest and it was table topics. And anyone who knows me knows that I love table topics. Maybe as you can now see, I love speaking. So table topics is where you are given an impromptu topic and you have barely 5 seconds to start responding on to that topic. So that day I was absolutely well prepared, knowing, confident that I'm gonna ace this contest. Sometimes you know you are in the zone. Sometimes you know that you're going to be Jasprit Bumrah and I'm gonna ball a reverse swinging Yorker to get the bias to no matter which batsman it is out there. So I was in that zone where I wanted to just hit the ball out of park. Got the topic. The topic was, vision without action is just a daydream. And when I got this topic, suddenly it was TCS auditorium, 250 people in the audience, spotlight was on me. Darkness was all I could see. Suddenly, I went onto the center stage feeling like Virat Kohli, the batsman, but ended up being like Jasprit Bumrah, the batsman. And nothing came out of my head. Only thing I could say that I know I've lost the contest right now because I can't say anything here. But one thing I will do when I leave the stage is that whatever plans I've had in life, whatever vision I have had, I will not daydream about it. I will do something about it. So that's how I went out of the stage, lost the contest, of course. Next 1 month, I kept thinking, what can I do? What can I do to make my vision that I want to help people out there? I want to justify the purpose of my life that I'm helping and serving people. And just like that, this idea struck that, can I help people to create a habit of reading? And then I went to my Toastmasters club within the company I work in. I work in Barclays. So there was this Barclays Toastmasters club. I had a lot of friends over there and I casually asked them that, hey, any one of you wants to create a habit of reading? And they were a little hesitant. And I said, for free, and 10 hands went up. And 4th June 2019 was when it all started. I started sharing the articles. Now, I had had a habit of curating articles for no reason. Just whatever article I would love, I would put on a notepad file and save the link. So this is how, without even realizing, I had created a curation of mine. So when these 10 people started with me on 4th June, I was sharing these brilliant articles with them one day at a time. And that's when it all started. And I've grown to create a program out of it where 10 readers, when they really loved what I had done, they said, can I get a friend of mine to join a program? And what started just like a random thing suddenly become, okay, I'm on to something. And then they got their friends, and then their friends got their friends. So today I've completed like my 19th batch is ongoing, and 205 readers have been part of my program. Around 60 to 70 of them are active. The rest of them have come into the program and created their habits and now are reading books by themselves. So all of this has been done because of word of mouth. I've taken a conscious decision that I don't want to go to social media advertisement channels because I'm doing this as a sidekick. I don't have that much of a capacity to do this on a full-time basis, which many of my readers, they don't know. They get surprised that I'm also working in a company as an employee, which I have to categorically mention every now and then that, my work hours are also quite chock-a-block. But this is how the entire program got started. And I kept doing random stuff in a conscious manner to enhance my program. And today I find myself in a very happy place that I created something out of nothing. And that something is quite beautiful.
That's beautiful and very detailed answer from you. I could relate. I know this podcast is not about me, but I'll just mention two points which I could see myself happening to me when I was a kid. Of course, one was the part that I started my book reading journey with the Famous Five and Secret Seven. I think that's what 80s and 90s kids all did. Enid Blyton, she was the one where Famous Five and Secret Seven. And then the part of Harry Potter, where those were the days when I used to read a lot of fiction books myself. Moving on, you mentioned about the club which you started, a habit which you took, which you developed, which you got inspired from your then girlfriend and now wife, whom we are also very good friends with. She's also a Toastmaster. And then you took that habit and developed into a program and now 3 years down the line, there are 205 people precisely, as you mentioned, are part of it. What is the name of this program? How did you come up with the name? And when did the inspiration, not precisely, but when did it struck that, okay, this can be something, of course, this can be scaled up. This can be for more audiences.
So talking about the name, if a personal branding expert is going to listen to this, they will be having itch on their fingers because they will realize that I didn't really give much thought into the process of naming something. So I knew readers was read, R-E-A-D-E-R-S, and then somehow I felt that readers.com is definitely not available on the internet unless until you pay 3 lakh rupees, which I do not have at all. Not then, not now either. So I said, can I check readars.com? And it was available. So first and foremost, I started with readers.com. And a lot of times I realized that people are actually going to the wrong site because everyone misspells readers, or rather spells it right, and my spelling is wrong. So then I said that name can't really exist. Although I've kept that name to call all my subscribers as readers. So that's what I call them as, read ARS. And I went then with the next name, which was the next available website. So I had had this knack of buying website domains. So now I was actually doing it for some meaningful reasons. I've got random website domains I've purchased in the past, including manunitedsupporter.com in 2012, which I thankfully did not renew in 2016 onwards. So I found this thereadinghabits.com available, and I was a little surprised that it was available. So instantly I purchased the domain, and since then I've started calling this activity as Reading Habits by AR. Then I've been toggling around. I want to call it as Aniket Rai, but now this would sound funny to anyone who's listening it. I've spent my life being called more as Ankit. Even with people who have been reading along with me for the last 2 years, they still call me Ankit. So yeah, I do have a dream of buying AnkitRai.com as a domain, just so that people can land and say, hey, pronunciate it right. But nevertheless, I call it Reading Habits by AR. Half of the times, people do not really know what AR stands for, and they think it's another sub-venture of AR Rahman because he's just so talented. But again, no, not much thought given on it. And I know it will become something else in the next year or two, because I'm branching out further into the domains of habits. So yeah, it's a temporary foothold name, Reading Habits by AR, which will be replaced by something related to habits.
Talking about not giving much a thought while naming something, that's what me and Rajiv exactly did when we were naming But Why. It was
but
not.
Why is actually a very nice name.
It was more like But
so
Why
but
are
we?
We
should never name.
It was more like But Why are we doing this? Yeah. So why not?
Why not? And we are also But Why with AR. In this case, not AR Rahman, but Abhishek and Rajiv. See,
I think AR are pretty much like dominant now. AR will rule the world.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So we know now how you got this idea and what AR is, but I want to know how program works. So you talked about articles where we can read articles, but how book reading works and how you choose books. So tell us how program works when it comes to books.
Absolutely, Rajiv. And this is actually going to be much helpful for anyone who actually wants to create a habit of reading. The one and the first and foremost, the biggest mistake people do when they're trying to rebuild a habit of reading is that they straight away enter a book. And when most of the people are those who are essentially working professionals, they've lost the habit of reading for years, and now they want to read a non-fiction book to recreate that habit. Because fiction, not everyone really wants to read fiction. And if they are reading fiction, they don't struggle as such. So they don't have the issue. So now what they do is they open a non-fiction book, maybe because some, again, very famous celebrity or Instagram influencer recommended it. 20 books that you should read in your 20s, 30 books in 30s, 60 books in 60s, and then you're dead. Some such listicles they read or listen to. And then they open that book, and then they read for 1 day, maybe 2 day or third day. And life happens on the fourth day. Some deliverables are required urgently, or something goes wrong at home, so you have to attend to it. And for trivial reasons, you lose out on the habit because you just read for 3 days. And non-fiction books are evil. Evil if you are inconsistent. So first and foremost, I help the readers become consistent with reading. That is, you create a routine first. Get your attention capital back. Because let's be honest, our attention has been fractured and damaged and broken to all the way down to 8 seconds. A single ping can distract us even right now while we are podcasting and recording this. And that is the level of attention which we are at for all of us. Teens is even worse. So I first build a routine, build those attention, build the discipline in the readers who join in, and at the same time, enhance the reading techniques. The few techniques of reading that one must conquer. And especially, say, for example, how do you read a content which has rich vocabulary in that write-up? How do you not get stuck? How do you write past it without ignoring vocabulary at the same time? And what is this speed reading as a concept? Should you engage into it or not? So there are two different things, speed reading and reading speed, and very, very different. So how do you focus on reading speed and not speed reading? All of these things I build in the initial phase, which I call level one. And all of this is done by the articles I've curated, and I'll still curate. So I keep sharing them. Articles are freely available. At least one article is freely available on all the websites in the world. So I curate them, I share with them. And then when they are quite created with the routines, somewhere around day 50th or day 60th, that's when I introduce books. Because now they have a routine. Now they have the desire and approach and hunger to read. And that's when they start reading one book after another. And at the same time, I know they're not just reading, they're engaging with the content. Because everyone can read, but are you engaging with the content? Are you taking down your notes? Are you implementing what you're reading? Are you thinking about what you're reading? Are you going above and beyond the text? Because if you are, then you're actually doing good stuff with reading. If you're not, then you're reading just to complete the book, just to reach the destination. The beauty lies in the journey, as they say in the life. The same happens with books as well. The journey of book from first page to last page needs to be lived in and out. So that's what I help them do with level two, where there are 2 to 3 books. And when they are done with this, it's almost around 5th month of their being part of the program, 5th or maybe 6th month. Around 150 or 160, 180 days is a big number. That's when I tell them that if you really believe that you've created your habit of reading, you're free to go, because that's what I wanted to help you in the first place. If you now want to tackle really difficult books, advanced books, challenging books, you can stay back and be part of the level three. And when I say advanced books or difficult books, think about Thinking Fast and Slow. One of the best books written in the history of nonfiction, but at the same time, one of the most difficult books to read. Even nonfiction voracious readers, only 5% of them have completed Thinking Fast and Slow. Think about Influence by Robert Cialdini, an amazing book, must read for everyone, but 450-page book, not easy to complete once you start. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, a book written in 1989, and I'm very sure it will be read in 2089 and 2189, Why Did the Earth Last? Such an amazing book, such a timeless book. But it's quite a complicated book, because the author makes you, it feels like it's a coaching conversation every time you're reading few pages. And you then go on a bad trip, because the author is making you go through your pain points of life. And then you're on a bad trip, so you have to get your attention back. So all these challenging elements of the books are tackled in level three. And those who graduate from this, I give them the access of being in the Reader's Club. So again, the Reader's Club is Read ARS Club, where they have the entire privilege of being in a digital book club and getting the membership exclusive benefits, and obviously being part of a community. So I'm building this as well as we speak. I'm still not 100% with the Reader's Club. And I'm sourcing in ideas and suggestions from the readers themselves. So this is a long part of our program. But most importantly, never start with a book if you've lost the habit of reading. And that's where the magic lies.
We were discussing about how book Read AR Clubs works and how he has started the club. So main question that comes, why we are just focus, he is focusing on the fictional book, and so non-fictional book, and then is there any plan to go for fictional books? Because as far as I got, fictional books are easy to read, that's what he said, but still there are people like me who till 2020 couldn't even read Harry Potter. I have just read 2 books of Harry Potter and then I stopped reading. It's not that it's not relevant to me, but I couldn't read non-fictional books also, or fictional books also. So tell us how you're going to help people like me.
So again, when you're doing something, you usually get so at it that you miss to look out on things that are just in the periphery vision. If you're on a deep work or you're on a mission, if there's someone right beside you, you might even ignore them because your attention is on that. So I was completely focused on nonfiction content till 2020, because that's what my identity was. I wanted to read a lot of nonfiction. And suddenly one of the readers, they pinged and said that, hey, Aniket, I love your program. It's absolutely wonderful. Can you bring fiction books into the play? And first thing about fiction books was, how do I stop the readers from reading at a particular point? Now, the whole purpose of nonfiction is you start and you stop at one point of time, and then you think about the content that you've read, respond on the group that this is what I read and this is a small question, this is the answer of mine, and then you're done for the day. With fiction, the biggest danger was, how do I tell you, Rajiv, stop here? And Rajiv is like, hey man, there's a climax point. Why are you making it stop here? So this fear was always so powerful that I kept overlooking fiction until June 2021, wherein I said, so you have to take the plunge, because I also wanted to put my thoughts into fiction books. I wanted to actively work on my own nighttime fiction reading routine. So I have a reading routine right at the morning, 5 a.m. And then I read again at around 9, 9:30 a.m. And then I wanted to end my day with fiction content, which gives me a way to like unwind and fall asleep. So this is what I actually wanted to do for my own self. And I said, why not I do with the readers themselves? So those who had already completed all their levels, those who had already got a good habit, I asked them that, hey, do you want to read a fiction book? And many like you, Rajiv, they said, hey, Aniket, you've made us read so much nonfiction. Now we can't read fiction. Now you owe us one. So that's how I started with fiction books. I have completed 2-3 books so far. It's still very, very difficult for me, because the other day, one of my readers, Shalini, Rajiv knows her well, both Avicii, you also know her well. And I made her and the group stop at a very, very crucial point in the book. Okay. Suddenly there's a big plot twist, and I made all the readers stop. And for 2 days, he was stopped over there. And I could see Shalini absolutely going berserk and saying, can we read? Can we read? And I was, okay, wait for 2 days. And then I said, okay, now we are substantially completed this book, more than 3/4. If any one of you wants to go all the way till the end, you can. And on that very day, 3 readers completed the book. So we were on somewhere on chapter 48, and they went all the way to chapter 74. So in one day. And that has always been a bothering point for me with fiction. How do you make people not lose their schedule when they're reading fiction? So I know it's working well, and I will continue modifying my approach towards it so that people find a way to read fiction without losing track of time. Because if someone like me, for example, I have a 5 a.m. schedule, which means by 10:30 I have to fall asleep like an old man. And if I'm reading a fiction book at 10 and I get carried away, it will be not 1-2 a.m. until I complete the book and I say, oh, now my soul is sufficiently like feeling content that I've completed the book. But my next day routine is gone for a toss. So how do I ensure that there's a discipline while reading fiction book? And believe you me, discipline while reading fiction is also another kind of a dopamine kick, because you control your instant gratification nature. And yeah, it sounds like an old person, right? Controlling your instant gratification nature. When you do so, fiction again changes itself and its own meaning. So yeah, getting there. So Rajiv, unfortunately, I could not make you read fiction books, but now that you're part of the Reader's Club, as you've graduated from level 3, I'll make you read fiction books as well, where nighttime will be where you read them. And then perhaps in the sequel podcast, whenever it is, you will ask me a different question.
That could be that could be possible. But quick testimonial I can give for Aniket. I have associated with him for this book club initiative, and yeah, it really helped me read, because like I said, both of them, Abhishek and Aniket, both were used to read a book since long time, be it non-fictional, fictional, but I never used to read a book. I always left all the books that I have purchased or that I may have in the bookshelf half read, and the first book I could complete is the book Atomic Habit, and that is what first non-fictional book I could complete, and it was an easy book to read for readers, or people will think that hey, I can read this Atomic Habit in just one day, but for a person like me who had never read a book at all, it is kind of different experience. So well, that worked for me. Thanks Aniket for that. Have you ever made someone to complete the book which was difficult enough to read, and what were the challenges you faced during this entire process?
So that would be hands down Thinking Fast and Slow. So I always had this feeling that I want to read Thinking Fast and Slow, because first and foremost, my decision-making skills were like not even zero, minus, negative. All the bad decisions I've made in my career and past, all sides, professional, personal, all of them had left me knowing that my decision-making skills needed an improvement. And when someone talks about decision making and people who are good readers, and we're talking 2016, they're talking about decision making books. The one book which would come in everyone's mind was Thinking Fast and Slow. But it's easy for non-fiction readers to say Thinking Fast and Slow, you should read it. It's a very nice book. But when you open it, when you go through 50 pages and suddenly you start seeing a lot of gray hair in your head, you realize that this book is not easy. And I found it difficult, but again, at the same time, I somehow labored through it. And then I said, I have labored through it. Can I find an easy way to go through the book again? Because it's such an amazing book. You want to read it again. That's once you've completed it, you want to read the second time and the third time and the fourth time. That's a very different edition of that book. I wanted to make my readers read. So when lockdown happened, around 20th March 2020, that's when we started Thinking Fast and Slow in one of my initial prototype book reading batches. And these folks completed in 42 days, okay? 42 days flat. And I was amazed that a very difficult book got completed in 40 days. And then I said, I'll take my next batch with this Thinking Fast and Slow again. That was a batch of around 15, 16 readers. And I think five or six really got so fed up of me that if I had spammed them one more time, they would have given Supari of mine, that this guy needs to be taken care of. But the rest of 10 of them, they completed Thinking Fast and Slow. It was around 70 or 75th day. I lost track of the number of days people were reading. But those five, six readers who could not also complete the book, till the portion they read, they still recall Thinking Fast and Slow. So it gave me two sides. Like in IT, they say, or in real life, if the sample size is 10 readers, it might not be that it's working. You need a bigger sample size to know whether it's working or not. 2021, entirely, I have not touched Thinking Fast and Slow in my programs, although I have a vision that I will bring it as part of a professional or a rather global venture. Anyone in the world can read this book as part of my guided programs. So yeah, I learned it the hard way. But again, one of the best books you will ever read, but it's a book you usually won't be able to read by yourself. You need a group to think, talk. There's so much maths involved, so much of nostalgia and experiences involved. And if you're into stock markets, that book becomes even more crucial because the book talks about decision making, and stock markets are where most of the people make wrong decisions. Circa 2021 is where people are making blunders of life. They don't know yet. No one knows yet. But again, that's one book I would forever cherish that I actually managed to make my readers read. Some could not finish, and some I'm lining up for future that they will read in the future. So Rajiv, you were lucky that you didn't have to go through Thinking Fast and Slow. But once you are in the Reader's Club, all the readers have the privilege to read any difficult book because I will share about it. So you will also go through it. And believe it or not, once you complete that book, you'll realize why there's such a dopamine of it. But just the problem is that it's not easy to bloody complete that book. It's a very difficult book.
I think me and Shalini will definitely have a satta on that. Just notify. We'll definitely have a bet. Me and Shalini bet on anything and everything. We have lots of bets riding on Rajiv, and
see,
this is another one which
you both will bet on in the same side. You know, the bet happens in the opposite side. One will bet for me, one will bet for out.
That's okay, right?
I'll be the opposite side.
Don't worry, it's us. it's we both against you always.
I know that.
But Aniket, yes, you have imparted a very good habit of reading in Rajiv. But there's a request from me and all our mutual friends who know you and Rajiv very well. There is one more habit which needs correction on like it's like the should be number one. That's Rajiv's typos. Rajiv's typing habits.
Mere typo hi meri pehchan hai. Agar yaad rahe.
I
just got to experience this in the half.
Yes.
What
is this? okay. So let's not go there because our listener may think something else about me. Let's move to the next question.
So Aniket, tell us about what is your next, what is your future plan with the club and everything which you are doing right now?
So the plan is, with regards to the reading habits, the plan is that I make it more global. Right now, most of the people are coming through friends of friends. So it's not just word of mouth. It actually goes beyond the word of mouth. Maybe I would be able to get someone to help me with the social media channels because I am pathetic at social media. Yeah, exactly. So I'll take assistance, get my Instagram and LinkedIn accounts and Twitter accounts, some sense over there. Reach out to people who are not part of my immediate circles or second degree circles or third degree contacts and go out there. Expand the program into multiple sites that come up with specialization tracks, say finance. So finance being, how do you build up knowledge of finance through books? Because there's nothing that you cannot learn from books if you do it the right way. So I have a specialization track on finance, decision making, and lifestyle. So lifestyle would be about breath, a very famous book by James Nestor, Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker, and obviously brain. So brain, breath, and the sleep, three very important things. One reader suggested me this morning to make a book on, there's a book, very popular book on running called Born to Run by Christopher McDougall. I hope I'm pronunciating the name right. Yeah, Christopher McDougall, yes. So how do I make the fitness geeks or the runners read that book? So go beyond the just frames of the book. I call it the guided reading program. So any book anyone wants to read, maybe in a group or something, I make them read it. If we're talking about Toastmasters in particular, a specialization track on public speaking with off-track books. So Made to Stick is one book which Toastmasters must go through. And it's an offbeat topic on the same thing which everyone practices upon. Factfulness also, because then you realize how much important it is to talk about facts and stats and data and numbers and break the perceptions. So such is the plan with reading habits. I also want to help my readers build further habits. And one of the habits they want to really build upon is writing, for sure, because I keep telling them every now and then, I keep telling everyone that reading and writing are like Karan and Arjun. And they are those brothers, those two coupled habits, that one without the other is incomplete. If you're just reading and not writing, you're going to feel something missing. If you're just writing in your life but not reading, you're again going to feel something is missing. And reading is one of the best input activities for your mind, and writing is one of the best output activities. So my readers do tell me that they want to build a habit of writing now. And yes, they have written every now and then in the group. So they're writing it in that manner. I'm asking a question, they're responding. But they now want to wish to explore writing in a more professional capacity, maybe through articles, through writing prompts and all. So I want to venture over there, help them with writing prompts. They keep telling me that you have a 5 a.m. schedule. How have you reached there? And I keep telling them it has been a journey of another 2.5 years. But I know that it will not be such a long thing for them, because everyone wants to be a 5 a.m. clubber, okay? I don't know why. A very popular book by that bald guy has become just too... but not everyone is suited for that schedule. But many people, if they exercise their life in the right way and they start becoming the 5 a.m. clubbers, obviously they can benefit, because there's amazing things that you get from the silence of the world. So I want to help people create that 5 a.m. habit in a very sustainable manner. Not that, hey, here is the program of mine, this is the amount of fees, you join and tomorrow you wake up at 5 a.m. I don't want to do it the right that way. I don't want to do it in a 21-day or 30-day challenges. I hate those cringe-worthy terminologies.
Hey, yeah. 21 दिन में पैसा डबल
हैबिट्स बन जाएगी इन टाइप
हैबिट्स
सो या सो आई वांट टू वेंचर इनटू डिफरेंट एरेनास बिकॉज़ आई हैव आल्सो गॉन देयर एंड वन थिंग अगेन लास्ट वुड बी फाइनेंशियल हैबिट्स व्हिच अगेन एवरीथिंग विल हैव रीडिंग इन द सेंटर एंड सबसिक्वेंटली एज आई कीप सेइंग द डाउनस्ट्रीम हैबिट्स द सेकेंडरी हैबिट्स अगेन ऑन द पेरिफेरी So let's see where I go, because today where I am, it's all been a matter of curiosity and just going with the flow, doing what the readers wanted to experience. Now they want to experience writing habits. They want to experience the 5 a.m. schedules. So maybe go there with reading at the center. That's why I said the reading habits by AR is again like a temporary name. It will get changed into something more catchy as a name, where people don't make spelling mistakes, or I don't make them have a spell check.
Excellent. And now moving on to an important question for our readers who have been listening to what the program is, how you got into it, the background, the person behind it, the idea, and a few testimonials also. How to join, how to be part of this program? How where do you find you, or where do they get in touch? How?
So the easiest way to get in touch with me is going to the website, thereadinghabits.com. That's where I've created a very nice collection of what I'm doing and how you can get in touch with me over WhatsApp. There are a few testimonials, that is screenshots. If they are not going on the website, they can find me on Instagram, which is The Reading Habits. Instagram, you just search The Reading Habits and you'll find across. You can even get in touch with me, Aniket276. You type it anywhere, you might find me there. So obviously the readers, who are the listeners of this podcast, who are listening to this point of time, if you're still listening, right, there is that Kira in you to create that habit, because you used to have it at one point of time and now you want to revisit it, and I can make that happen. So now that I've shared the website, make it an action for you to take that next step, get in touch with me and onboard yourself. I launch my program every 2 months. The next program is launching on 20th of September 2021. So if you're listening right now, and you want to join in, just check my website out, thereadinghabits.com.
Okay, so I think we covered a nice bunch of questions and about pretty much everything of how to get into, like, how to develop this habit, how to join, how to be part of it, and where to find Aniket. We'll, of course, me and Raji will help you even from our side, how to get connected. We'll share the website links in our podcast notes so that you can find it him over there. Also, Aniket, if you have a Twitter handle or any other place where they can, like any social media handles where they can come and connect with you, please do mention. We'll also include those in our show notes. Of course, you can find, we'll be sharing the links on our personal handles. You can find me on Twitter at Cole Abhi, that's KOLABHI, or on Instagram at No Straight Face Policy, No Spaces. And you can find Rajiv
on Instagram as well as on Twitter handle. It is at Private Variable, no space and no underscore, straight Private Variable.
So I'd like to thank Aniket for being part of this podcast today. Thank you so much. And it was really like fun listening to your stories and the process and what the experiences you have been through. It's good to hear a very productive use of this pandemic time, especially. And of course, the time which you have put before. It's good to hear brilliant and good stories coming out of in the past 3 years and 4 years. Yes. So I thank you so much from both of us for being part of this podcast.